Around the holiday times, people start reminiscing on the past. People start going through depression and anxiety. Finances get tight. People start going through difficulties during these times. They say they have the highest amount of homicides during the holidays. You have the highest amount of suicides during the holidays. You have the highest amount of domestic violences. I was just fighting with my wife. Come on, somebody. All right, had to just, you know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. What the scripture said? If you need to chastise your wife. No, I'm playing. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. But in a serious note, people are going through hard times right now. And for us that are in the truth, and for people that are even not in the truth but have now learned this truth of who we are, the question and the sentiment that I've been hearing a lot is, how long is this going to take? When is God coming? Okay, we're God's chosen people, but we're still in this bad condition. I want y'all to hear me on this one tonight. What God told me to tell you was hold on just a little bit longer. Romans 13 and 11. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. It's nearer now than when our ancestors received the laws of Moses. It's nearer now than when Christ came down as a man to die for our sins. It's nearer now than when our ancestors went into captivity on slave ships and were scattered throughout the whole world. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. It's coming. Oh my God, it's coming. I'm finna speak to y'all in this one. I want y'all to hear me. You used to hear the old preacher say that the devil's time is short. It is short. And in these last days, something supernatural is about to happen. I'm talking about right now. In these last days, in these end times, just hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little bit longer. I saw a video of this guy named Charleston White.
They talk that Hebrew, we this, we that. Show us, nigga. Stop making movies. Stop sounding poetic and intelligent. Come show us who we are. Tired of motherfuckers telling us who we are. Because based on our actions, we ain't none of that shit they talking, my nigga. I don't want to be a part of nothing that cursed me 2,000 years ago.
And everybody, a lot of so-called black Americans, but we are the Israelites, lately have been talking about how we are the Israelites because of the tweet from Kyrie Irving, because of Kanye West. Two A-listers coming out saying this is who we are has awakened a lot of our people to this. So people are having these conversations and these debates. And I saw a video of Charleston White. He's very controversial. And he said a lot of things in the video and, a lot of things he said. But his sentiment, I understand. I didn't agree with what he was saying, but I do understand his sentiment, because there's many of us that's been in the truth for a while, and we're in camps. We belong to, Israel United in Christ and One Israel and the believers and the Sakari. And there's, Israelite black men and women who belong to these camps. But the majority of us, I like to consider myself with the others, with the regular people, the people that just came to the truth, even though I've been in it for a while, but I consider myself with the regular people. I got my fringes on, but I consider myself with the regular people. I do. I really, really do, because I understand their sentiment and why they're not joining the camps and why they're not coming in, because they're really, truly not understanding, because they're saying to themselves, for 400 years, we've been cursed. So you're telling me that this God, who is our father and we are his chosen people, cursed us for 400 years. That was Charleston White's sentiment. And he said, for these 400 years, we've been cursed that we so much we can't even tweet what we want to tweet. We can't even post what we want to post. We don't get to teach our kids properly in the schools. We don't own no land. Our faces ain't on the dollar. The white man face on the dollar. We got to work for the dollar that the white man faces on. He's saying that for 400 years, this is how we've been treated. And the message coming out to Israelite camps are coming from us. He's saying he don't understand it, because he's saying they just telling us we a cursed people. And I'm saying that ain't really something I want to join. And I get that. Deuteronomy 28 and 48. Therefore, in hunger and in thirst, in nakedness and in dire poverty, you will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. Therefore, in hunger. So in order to get food, You got to serve the enemies that the Lord sent against you. So your ancestors got off the slave ship. To this day, right now, anybody that looks like me that's melanated, in order to go get food, you have to go to a grocery store of one of the descendants of your slave master. That's a fact. If you want water, you have to go get it from one of the descendants of your slave. This is a fact. If you want clothing, even Kanye West talked about how no black people own factories. So when he went in with Adidas, he said he wanted his own factory because there ain't no black factories to make the manufacturing, the textiles and the goods and the services. But listen to this. That's not something that Charleston White wants to join. And the regular average black man is saying, you telling me to join an ideology and a religion that says I'm a cursed people and I'm screwed. Oh, this is so good. I hope y'all stay with me on this one. I hope y'all stay with me on this one. So how much longer are we going to suffer this ridicule and this shame? 2 Esdras 6:59. Listen to this. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure? The prophet Esdras is a book that's in the Apocrypha that was taken out. But Esdras had this same sentiment that Charleston White had. He has this same sentiment that I believe more than 95% of black people have that has heard this message that we're the Israelites. They're saying, how long? I'm not talking about the ones that got the fringes on like me who know it. I'm talking to ones that don't got no fringes on, that heard this for the first time when Kyrie tweeted it, that heard this for the first time when Kanye tweeted it, or heard it before, but they ain't following it. They saying, well, listen, you saying we cursed, how long? That's not something that I want to be a part of. Oh, God, help me preach this thing. 2 Esdras 7:11. Because for their sakes, I made the world. So Esdras is reading to God. He's saying that you said for our sake, the Israelites, you made the whole world. Listen to this. You ain't heard that scripture before. You made the whole world for us. But why do we not possess the world then? And if you keep reading that second Esdras, he goes on to say the world, the other nations possess us. Oh, God, it's so good. This is so good. So at first, I didn't understand why God specifically chose to tell Esdras the timeline. But now I get it. Esdras was nagging God. He wanted to know how long. Like, you know, like the new person that comes into faith. They said, okay, that's good. We cursed hunger and thirst. Okay, the yoke of iron on our neck. You're going to be the bottom and not the top. That's all sound fine. So I'm supposed to sit here and now join y'all? 2 Esdras 7:43. The judgment will last 7 years. That's the arrangement I have made for judgment day. But I have revealed these things, listen to this, only to you. 400 years and then 7 years of judgment, then our salvation is coming. Hold on just a little bit longer. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. 400 years of mistreatment, which we already went through. 400 years of being employees, which we already have gone through. 400 years of being ostracized, ridiculed, and shamed. 400 years of being shot by the police. 400 years of being the borrowers and not the lenders. 400 years of being the tail and not the head. 400 years of living in their nations and not your own. 400 years of living under their laws and you not creating none. And then 7 years of judgment and then our salvation is coming. Hold on just a little bit longer. I hope this is helping somebody. I hope this is helping somebody. Hold on just a little bit longer. I got to hurry this up. I would agree with Charleston White. I would agree with some of those who share this sentiment. Like, what is the use of following that religion? What is the use of knowing we're the Israelites? How does that help? I would agree with that if I didn't know what I knew. I would agree with you if I didn't know what I knew, right? And what I know is that, oh, I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. God is like the rich dad, a good rich dad. Oh, this is finna get good. And before he hands over his kingdom to his kids, he wanna first build good character in his children, that he is going to give everything to. Do you feel what I'm saying? So many times you see a father, a rich father, and especially in a black community, look at Martin Luther King's family, how he handed over riches, and then now they got down to the all the way to the grandkids and grandkids, and they all poor. You know, Malcolm X family, you know, and then the estate is gone. You see what I'm saying? So God is a good dad, a rich dad, who is about to hand over everything. Oh my God. To you, the reward that he's about to give to you is greater than the punishment that you're going through. The gift that he is about to give to us is much greater than anything that we have ever endured. I know you don't understand what I'm saying. Give me time. Judith 8:27. Oh, I might have to hurry this up. For he had not tried us in the fire as he did them for the examination of their hearts. Neither has he taken vengeance on us. God ain't taking vengeance on us. But the Lord do scourge them that come nearer unto him to admonish them. God is trying to correct us. Reprimand us. He's trying to build character in us. Zechariah 13:9. This is my favorite one right here. This third will I put through the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. This 400 years and then the 7 years of judgment is just a test. I know it seems like that's a long test. But when you finna rule for eternity, when you have an everlasting salvation, that means a forever rulership coming to you. 400 years is nothing but a drop in a bucket. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. Listen, let me keep reading this. Look, Zechariah 13:9. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say to them, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord our God. Oh, my God. Hold on just a little bit longer. You are that third. You are that third. Sometimes you hear this broke down and you think and people tell you that only the third is going to survive, meaning of us that here right now. No, you are the third that survived from the slave trade. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are the third that survived from the slave trade. It was probably it probably was 100 million of us, maybe a billion of us sitting in the west coast of Africa. And they brought every single nation in the whole world down there to fight you. You better believe they had to kill at least 3/4 of us. You are the third. They might, oh wait, I might did that math wrong. They killed more than 3/4. But you get what I was at 6/9 of something like that, right? 2/3. You are the third. You are the third that's left. That's being tried in the fire. That's being tested to be refined, to come out as pure gold. Oh, I hope I'm speaking to somebody right now. Hold on just a little bit longer. Thank you so much for listening. Please give a tithe, offering, or a donation at Cash App. Money sign Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Hold on just a little bit longer. I'm going to hurry this up. So many people get mad at me when I preach like this. They would rather I preach, they say, a message to the whole world, a message to everybody and not just to us. Matter of fact, typically when I do, you know, a video about the end times and the prophecies and things of that nature, I receive more donations. I receive more subscribers. As a matter of fact, you can go to Cash App, /wet money sign Leo Dunson. If you would like to donate or give to this ministry, you can also go to leodunson.com/donate. But I'm telling y'all, I'm just to be honest, I'm going to be real with you. I don't give a damn about money. I don't give a damn about y'all subscriptions. Somebody, he's saying damn. I don't give a damn. I don't. I'm not preaching no fake doctrine. I'm not preaching to make your ears feel good. I'm preaching the word that God has given me for his people in this time to wake us up. This is just a fact. This is just a fact. And if they're offended by it, they're not offended by me. They're offended by God. Because he said the same way they hated the prophets before you, they're going to also hate you. He said, it is not you they rejecting, but me. They not rejecting me. I'm reading his plain word. Oh, I'm reading his plain word. Romans 13:11. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. The hour then came. Kyrie then tweeted. Kanye West came out. Nick Cannon. If you ain't with that, that's why the Bible said the hour already came. He's saying, listen, you're supposed to wake up at the 400th year. We in the 7 years of judgment now. The hour then already came. for you to wake up out of your slumber. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Hold on just a little bit longer. Hold on just a little bit longer. It's coming imminent. The hour has already come. Wake up, Black America. From Hebrews to Negroes. Wake up, Black America. The hour has already come. Hold on just a little bit longer. And I'm going to tell y'all what I wrote down. Listen, I'm going to read it as God gave it to me. It said it just like that. I'm going to read down what I wrote down. I don't give a damn what the white American has to say about it. I don't give a damn what a white Jewish person has to say about it. God is coming to save you. I want you to hear what I'm saying. There is no need for debate. There is no need for conversation. We will see who God's chosen people is in these last days when God shows up. Oh, they don't want this. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Almost every other day someone asks, hey Leo, how can we support you? You can support by subscribing at ministries.leodunson.com and you will get my exclusive channel there. You can support me over there, or you can also support by Cash App. Cash App, money sign, Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate. All of your gifts, all of your donations, you honestly don't know how much I appreciate it. I can't even articulate it in words how grateful I am for someone to donate and sow into this ministry. It really truly is a blessing to have people that support you. May the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom. Shalom. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these commandments that he has given us today, bind them on your hearts and let them be with you.